Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Told you. Here we go. Yep, I've been telling you there's a reason that the media has, over the last couple of weeks, been doing two things. Admitting finally, after years of mocking people like me and Lee, deep state, silly conspiracy, suddenly turned tail and admitted there was a deep state, but argued that it was a good thing. When our officials, with access to the most potent spy programs on Earth, break the law to fix elections that didn't turn out the way they should have. Because God knows that's why they're there. Good morning, folks. What a week. I am exhausted from this week. I mean, emotionally exhausted. Oh my gosh, it's just going crazy. The wheels are beginning to come off, folks. And I think that this is the beginning. It's not going to stop for the next 11 months. It's not going to stop. So what happened yesterday? John Ratliff was right about this, by the way. He said, look, they're doing the impeachment right now. We're going to play all this. I'm going to lay it all out. Representative John Ratliff said, look, they're doing the impeachment right now because about what's about to come out. They're trying to run cover. And they're trying to run cover to discredit Trump and Bill Barr so that when the evidence of the criminality by the DNC and their sidekicks, the FBI, but then I repeat myself, I don't think there's much difference between the Democrat Party and the FBI anymore. I'm not sure where one ends and the other begins, and that is precisely the problem. Go ahead, throw the CIA in there, too. Truth's coming out. And you can see what's happening here. This is part of the pattern. First, they admit there's a deep state. The New York Times went first. Then, after that, John Brennan, former head of the CIA, went next. With another former head of the CIA, John McLaughlin, sitting next to him, both admitting, yeah, there's a deep state. Yeah, there's a deep state. But we are so good. You can trust us more than Congress. To do what, sir? Well, now it turns out to lie to the courts. To spy on Trump. For our own good. Makes total sense. Folks, by the time we're done, this will make sense to the left. My trolls will be texting me, as crazy as it sounds. Well, they broke the law, but they had to stop Trump. It's bad news. Bad news. And as usual, they're not framing it right for you, so you can see the extent of what they did. CNN just broke the story last night. FBI official under criminal investigation for altering surveillance documents of Carter Page. You're a regular American. You read that. Doesn't sound like a big deal. Who's Carter Page? I don't even know who that dude is. I look at that guy's picture. I don't even recognize him. What do I care? I'm going to explain why you ought to care in just a minute. But first, I'm going to tell you what they did. And so what they're doing now, the deep state rats are running to CNN because they know that CNN will soften the fall as much as possible. Make it sound kind of boring, sort of bland, kind of mundane. And hope you don't notice what's going on here. Don't look behind door three. It's a big deal. Should have been written up like it was a big deal. It wasn't. But I'll explain all that in the coming segments. Here's what CNN wrote. An FBI official's under criminal investigation for allegedly altering a document, excuse me, related to the 2016 surveillance of a Trump campaign advisor. Well, I mean, they altered the Flynn document, so to produce a conviction, so heck, why not? Here's the key sentence. The alterations were significant enough to have shifted the document's meaning and came up during a part of Horowitz's FISA review, where details were classified according to sources. Okay, Now, if you are part of the half of America that gets your news from CNN and thinks it's real, that doesn't sound like a big deal, does it? Carter Page, I don't care. Who's Carter Page? I don't care. But as Trey Gowdy brilliantly explained, at the time, the Carter Page warrant was a two-jump warrant. It is the most potent warrant you can get. It is the most extreme warrant you can get. What it means is you can surveil Carter Page. She was at the time working for the Trump campaign. You can surveil anybody Carter Page has any contact with. So somebody gets copied on an email that Carter Page is copied on, you can surveil them. You can surveil Carter Page's mama, his entire family, everyone they know. There's another jump after that. It's a two-jump warrant. So anybody those people have even the most incidental contact with, they're both on a fundraising invitation. Went to the same fundraiser. Don't even know each other. They're in the same room. They were copied on an RNC fundraising letter. This warrant is so widespread that you literally could have used it to surveil the entire Trump campaign. Think about this. You could jump two to Trump easily. Carter Page passed somebody in the hall, said hi, boom, surveillance. So this would have, as Devin Nunes explained in a committee hearing about a year ago, allowed them to basically surveil the entire Republican Party and pretty much the whole Trump campaign. Whoever they wanted at Trump Tower, within Trump circles, Trump's family, everybody. Now do you see what a big deal this is? This is a big freaking deal. Now remember who Carter Page was. Who's Carter Page? There's two key things you need to know about Carter Page. They never indicted him. They never did. So this was so extreme. I mean, this kind of warrant is almost never used, and it's only used in the most extreme cases, like we think we've got an ISIS network here in the U.S. and they're planning an attack. I mean, this is the level of extreme this warrant was. It was shocking they got it. Trey Gowdy was shocked they got it. A two-jump warrant. So what this means, let me translate this for you, how big of a deal this is. The FBI lied to get the ability to legally spy. They lied to the court. They perjured themselves. Perjury, it's a felony. They perjured themselves to get the ability to spy on the entire Trump campaign, everyone significant in Trump Tower, Trump's entire family, and probably most of the Republican Party. Yep, that's where we are. They lied to surveil a political candidate. Now put this, let's pull way back. Let's pull way the heck back. Put this in perspective. They did this while destroying evidence of Hillary's crimes while a campaign between the two was going on at the national level. I mean, you would talk election meddling? There's your election meddling. On a terrifying level. My God, I don't know how anyone on our side will ever run for president again. Who could withstand this? And what's most stunning of all is they got a warrant this extreme. This is why Bill Barr and John Durham are investigating. They got a warrant this extreme on Carter Page. They never indicted him. I mean, to get a warrant this extreme, you're talking about going after people who are, you know, believed to be in a conspiracy to walk, you know, shoulder fired missiles over our border to attack airplanes. I mean, that's the level of conspiracy you're going after here. There was never an indictment. How's that possible? Well, you got enough info to present to the court to get the most extreme warrant possible, and you never even indicted the target? You know what you'd have to tell the court to get a warrant like that? In this case, clearly you'd have to lie. And now we know the FBI did. This is a big deal, folks.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
As this breaks, you know, this is just one big competition. Now it is. It's a news competition. Pay attention to this. Who got this right? Who can you trust? I mean, over time. Did the mainstream media get this right? I'm trying to get inside my trolls' heads. It's one of my hobbies. Mainstream media get this right? They told you there was Russia collusion, didn't they? They told you Trump was a Russian spy. Mueller debunked that. Couldn't prove it. They told you that for 2.5 years. I've played all the audio. They get that right? No? How long have I been telling you they lied on the FISA warrant? That they would have had to have lied on the FISA warrant. That you could have figured this out in 2017. That we knew they lied on the FISA warrant. How do we know that? March 2017. Censure. FISA court. 99 pages. The censure was of the FBI for lying. They call that perjury. It's a felony. That the lying had violated the Fourth Amendment rights of several candidates. Remember, it wasn't just one. It was several candidates. They didn't say which ones. I've told you this for 3 years now? 2.5, 3 years now? So watch the news unfold and remember that. And I'm not saying that to toot my own horn. It wasn't just me. I know these things because of Sarah Carter's reporting. I know these things because of John Solomon's reporting. And this is why the sudden panic to take down John Solomon. We just found out the FBI lied to the FISA court. No. I'm sorry. We didn't just find that out. We've known that since 2017. That's old news. You listen to talk radio, you're yawning. Yeah, I know, Tara. We've been talking about that for years. Yeah. But for the mainstream media, it's new. This is a delay of 2.5 to 3 years in the reporting of the truth. What do I tell you all the time the media does? They do not tell the truth in cases that make Democrats look bad until there is no other option. And they've run out of options. This is a, oh, get that. This is huge. The FBI official, okay, headline, if you're just tuning in, FBI official under criminal investigation for altering surveillance document of Carter Page, allowing agency to spy on Trump campaign. Let me translate for you. They committed felony-level perjury before the FISA court. Again, you knew that if you've been listening to the show for any amount of time. But this is new to the mainstream media. They've been studiously avoiding it. Here's the money line from the CNN article. The alterations were significant enough to have shifted the document's meaning. They came up during a part of Horowitz's FISA review where details were classified. Let me translate. The deep state lied to get, no, perjured themselves before the court at a felony level to get a warrant to spy on a campaign while actively covering up Hillary Clinton's crimes. They were trying to influence the outcome of an election. Why do you think from the beginning that's been the cover-up talking point? Russia influenced the election? No. You guys have never proved that. In fact, they admitted in federal court in the Roger Stone case they couldn't prove it. They could not prove that Russia hacked the DNC server. They could not prove that Russia interfered in the election. They've never been able to with the release of those hacked emails. No, they interfered in the election. That's why they use those talking points in the cover-up. How serious is this? I'll let CNN explain to you how serious this is. And honestly, this is really an understatement. But for them to even admit this is serious is a big deal. This is Preet Bharara, the former attorney for the Southern District of New York, on CNN admitting, well.
What's your reaction, Preet?
Well, that's kind of an alarming bit of news. If there was an FBI agent sworn to uphold the Constitution who can be proven to have altered a document in connection with a legal proceeding, including the obtaining of a FISA warrant, that's really serious. It doesn't get a lot more serious than that. I'd like to know the details. Of what the nature of the change was, if there's a mistake in some way, based on that reporting, it doesn't sound like it was. I want to keep an open mind about it, but that's not a good thing. It's a terrible thing. You know, the law enforcement agents and prosecutors who work with them are sworn to uphold the Constitution, sure, but actually even exceed the protections in the Constitution. They have to be of the utmost integrity and the utmost candor, and when, especially you're making a representation to the court, which is what a FISA application is, it's got to be on the up and up. And I know there's been a lot of political fighting about whether or not there was proper candor, and there was this back and forth with the House, within the House Intelligence Committee, when the positions were reversed between Devin Nunes and Adam Schiff, and that looked like a lot of politics. This particular thing that Evan Perez has just broken the story on does sound serious to me.
It does sound serious to me. Oh, yeah. It's serious. It's a big deal. Yeah. In a less corrupt country, we would have had this conversation in 2017 when the FISA court laid it all out. But hey, we're finally getting to it when they can't avoid it anymore in 2019. Maybe. Maybe. Did you see this? Oh my gosh, I died. You gotta Google this just for a laugh today. Couple in Texas is punishing their 15-year-old daughter for breaking the rules by taking over her social media for 2 weeks. Okay, here's what she did. She's 15 years old. She got busted for helping some boys sneak into a sleepover. So the parents gave her two choices for punishment. They'd take her phone away for a month, or they'd take her phone for 2 weeks, but they'd take control of her social media. She chose option B. Now regrets that. So her parents, Tanya Ford and Larry Sumpter, you can Google Larry Sumpter, S-U-M-P-T-E-R. And since they've taken over the daughter Madeline's phone, they have posted all over TikTok, Snapchat, and Instagram the most embarrassing videos possible, like Larry lip-syncing on TikTok in a crop top and short shorts. And with the belly that's on him, that doesn't work out real well. Well, at least not for their daughter Madeline anyway. The whole family's gotten into it, including her brother-in-law, the mom. Anyway, how bad is this for Madeline? Like, how embarrassing? Like, what level of embarrassment are we talking? This morning, Larry Sumpter, the dad, made Fox News with some of his more embarrassing TikTok videos. This is pure parenting genius right here. It's pure parenting genius. I've become a big believer in getting your child a phone. I was completely opposed to that before I did it. There is no more powerful weapon of discipline. They will do anything to keep that phone. I mean anything. My daughter now sends me, she got busted not studying for a test. She got a C on it. She's a straight A student. And I'm like, no, that didn't happen. It's not. So when she gets busted, not making a maximum effort, I take the phone. I now get perfectly formatted emails every week. She did it herself, telling me exactly what test she has so I can know if she's studying, check it the night before to see that she studied, to get the phone back. This is marvelous. There's almost nothing you can't do. And you learn how to do this. See, like, you don't want to take the laptop and the phone at the same time because then your power is gone. So, I mean, you take the laptop first, and if you got to go nuclear, you take the phone. They'd rather be beaten than lose the phone. I kid you not, if you gave them the option, a beating or lose the phone. Not that we would beat our children, we wouldn't. But if you could do that legally, they'd take the beating. There's almost nothing you can accomplish as a parent. I mean that sincerely. Texter writes, let's go back. It's falling apart, by the way. The wheels are coming off of the deep state right now. Now, I can't tell you that anybody will ever be prosecuted. Oh my God, we live in a dual justice country. But just knowing the truth about our institutions is what I'm talking about at this point. And to find out that the FBI lied to get the FISA warrant on Carter Page, I cannot tell you how big of a deal that is. And I got to emphasize how big of a deal that is because you're yawning right now. You're going, yeah, I know, I listen to conservative talk radio. I've listened to you for years, Tara. I knew they lied to get the Carter Page warrant. I know you did, but nobody else did. And again, how do we know? The FBI, the FISA court spelled it out for us in a 99-page document, March of 2017. Censoring the FBI for lying to them. Now ask yourself this. Why didn't they do anything after that? I mean, can you even imagine if you're a police officer at the local level and you are, you know, you're working with a prosecutor to set up the case against, you know, it's maybe a drug ring or murder case or bank robbery, whatever. And you lied to the court? You falsified evidence? That's a crime. Forget just the perjury. I mean, perjury is a given at this point. CNN, by the way, for just waking up to this reporting, that the alterations made by the FBI to the documents submitted in the Carter Page FISA warrant altered its meaning. Altered the documents meaning. You submitted false evidence to a court of law? As just a police officer in you know, any town, USA. Oh, you're going to prison. Perjury? You'd be lucky if all they got you for was perjury. If the prosecutor knew, and I believe the DOJ's known for a long time, they didn't bring any charges. The prosecutor knew, his law license is gone. He's probably going to prison too. If the judge knew, now we're talking a scandal of national proportions. That'll make national news. Yet the FBI and the DOJ do this all the time. Folks, how did the DOJ not know? How could they not know? I know. Sarah Carter knew. John Solomon knew. Been all over Fox News. FISA court wrote it down, 99 pages, censure. FBI lied to the court to get a warrant to spy on these candidates. And you know what's crazy? They use the plural, candidates, not candidate. They were spying on the whole Republican field. That's why. That's why. Now, remember I played this for you. This is John Ratliff about a week ago, talking about why they're doing the impeachment now and why they're doing it so fast.
The Democrats are racing to get through this impeachment as quickly as possible. That's why we have 8 witnesses and 5 hearings this week, and we're not doing any of the work, is because they know that that Inspector General report is likely to be damning about the origins of the 2016 investigation into the Trump campaign, the role that the Obama-Biden administration officials played in that.
Yeah, trying to get ahead of damaging stuff. Mm-hmm. This is a mess. Texter writes, reading Lee Smith's book, The Deep State Has Long Arms and Lots of Them. Another texter writes, I mean that since the impeachment has been all over TV, I was expecting Tara to be talking about that. So when I heard her talking about the FISA warrant from 4 years ago, I can see that Trump is super screwed. Have you missed the show this week? All we talked about was the impeachment. This is bigger. I talk about what's big first. Look, I got 4 hours here at 6:45. Hold your horses, dude. I'll get to it. This is worth 3 segments. They finally admitted the FBI lied to get the warrant to spy on Carter Page. That's a 2-jump warrant, folks. That warrant allowed them to spy on everybody Carter Page has ever known or ever spoke to or ever was copied with on an email, and everyone they know and had ever spoke to or was copied with on an email. Meaning they could spy on everyone in Trump Tower. They could spy on the Trump family. They could spy on the whole GOP. They could spy on the whole campaign. And they lied to get it. You think the impeachment is a bigger story than that? Okay, maybe I ought to go back to CNN. What does chaos look like? Candidates. That'd be a lot of the Democrat candidates, including Joe Biden, running on the idea that, well, look, you shouldn't have to go to jail. This is AOC's idea, by the way. She says, jail, prison, that's racism. You just can't have that. So, and you know, unless you commit a violent crime, we really should never lock you up. And I've told you, if you look at what's going on in California, look at what's going on in New York right now. These are the Democrats' plans that Joe Biden is running on in action. In California, they have essentially decriminalized theft under $950. You go get, you want the flat screen, get one under $950, you walk out with it, you're fine. It's a misdemeanor. In New York, you can see the other part of the plan working. Starting in January, there'll be no bond. which means, say you steal something, right? Police catch you. What would have happened before is they'd have taken you before a judge. You'd spend a day or two in, you know, in the jail waiting for the judge to hear your case, unless they got to it sooner. You'd have to place bond, and they would bond you out. Well, they're getting rid of that. And the reason that was important, say you were on a burglary spree there in New York, and you're on your fifth house or whatever, you're either going to kill somebody or somebody's going to kill you. It's not a good thing. Normally, a judge would say, you know what? I can't let you out. You're too dangerous. I'm going to revoke bond. You're sitting here to your trial. Not anymore. So let's suppose you get caught driving away from the scene of your latest burglary. Your car's loaded. You got all their stuff. Cops pull you over. They take the stuff back. They give you a ticket to appear. But wait a minute. Failure to appear is a misdemeanor. Uh-huh. At least till you do it a few times, then it becomes a felony. So basically what this is the Criminal Protection Act. We don't want to bother them. We don't want to interrupt their lives. We just hand them a ticket to appear. This is going to be implemented. It's already law in New York. It's going to be implemented in January. You're going to watch chaos, absolute chaos unfold. Meanwhile, the prosecutor just elected in San Fran, who used to be Hugo Chavez's translator. He was also a member of the Colectivos. Remember the guys that Hugo Chavez collected all the guns for safety, then redistributed them to members in good standing of the party so they could go and kill their neighbors who disagreed with the party? Yeah, those were the Colectivos. He was one of them. Openly admits it. God knows how many people that guy's killed. Anyway, he is now the district attorney of San Francisco, which makes total sense if you're a liberal. And at his rallies, they would chant, F the police, which is pretty much what his platform was. Anyway, he's vowed to decriminalize crimes by the homeless. So, I mean, pooping on a sidewalk, the public urination, camping out on the sidewalk, staking your territory on the sidewalk. I mean, he's about to go buck wild. So the Democrats are taking the position, look, these inmates, these criminals, they vote overwhelmingly for us, so they should have dual justice just like Hillary. There should be nothing standing in the way of whatever they want to do. So now in New York, we're seeing what it takes to get freed inmates to show up to court. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio will soon shower 900 free inmates with gifts, such as Mets tickets, movie passes, and gift cards for simply showing up to their court dates. How about go out, grab their rear end, and haul them in? Well, they might get mad. New York's series of bail reforms set to go in effect in January 2020 will ensure that suspects accused of crimes deemed nonviolent are not jailed before their trial dates and do not have to post bail. So they just run wild. Well, as I just explained to you, failure to show is misdemeanor the first couple times. So they're not going to show. Maybe they'll show for Mets tickets. So let me get this straight. I stole the flat screen. They gave me a ticket and let me go. And I could get Mets tickets on top of it? Oh, provided by the taxpayers, by the way, who are not getting free Mets tickets. These so-called nonviolent crimes, by the way, that this applies to, no bail, we just give you a little ticket, let you go. These so-called nonviolent crimes include second-degree manslaughter. In New York, they call that misdemeanor murder. Aggravated vehicular assault, promoting an obscene sexual performance by a child, possessing obscene sexual performance by a child. We call that pedophilia and kiddie porn, but it's no big deal in New York. Criminally negligent homicide and aggravated vehicular homicide, or, misdemeanor murder.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.